This is Ursula K. Le Guin, and you are listening to KBOO, the cheerful voice of social conscience, KBOO, Portland.
Show your support for KBOO and independent media. The first 25 KBOO listeners who pledge $100 or more can receive a thank you gift. Tickets to the documentary film screening, Steal This Story, Please, live Q&A, and meet and greet with Democracy Now! Host Amy Goodman. On Saturday, April 25th at 4 p.m. at Cinema 21 at 616 Northwest 21st Avenue in Portland. More information at kboo.fm/Amy Goodman.
Welcome to Public Health is All of Us, a brand new podcast produced by the Public Health Division in Multnomah County, Oregon. This podcast focuses on the issues impacting our local community in the area of public health. So, what is public health? It's a connected, community-based health system created by a century and a half of scientific knowledge, health education, vaccinations against preventable diseases, and environmental protections to keep us safe and healthy. In the late 1800s, scientific advances helped reveal the causes of many communicable diseases whose causes had previously been a mystery. These discoveries laid the foundation for the field of public health, laying the groundwork for the virtual eradication of diseases like smallpox, tuberculosis, malaria, measles, mumps, rubella, and polio in the U.S., thanks to vaccines that protect the population from certain diseases and public health advances in clean water and air, many of the diseases that plagued people around the world and here in the U.S. a century ago are nearly unheard of today. In Multnomah County, which has the highest population of any county in Oregon, a robust public health system has worked to keep the population healthy and thriving. Even during the difficult years of the COVID-19 pandemic, public health workers in the county implemented contact tracing protocols and educated the local population on the best ways to stop the spread of the fast-moving, very contagious coronavirus. Lessons learned from that period have been incorporated into a pandemic playbook that the county is ready to put into action if another virus like COVID begins to spread in the community. Now, as we enter the second half of the 2020s, the Multnomah County Public Health Division is looking ahead with new leadership and a robust comprehensive plan to ensure the safety and health of the community in the years to come. Kirsten Aird has been the public health director since 2025. She sat down with us to share how she got involved in public health and what public health means to her.
I wanted to be a doctor. I wanted to be a pediatrician. I spent most of my childhood and then all through high school doing everything I could to get into a pre-med program so that I could help. I wanted to help. I wanted kids to be healthy. And I thought being the doctor was the way to do that. I did not know about public health at the time, wasn't familiar with it. And as I continued to stay in the medical field and work in care, one of the things that I fell in love with was policy, and that appreciation of how many people can be impacted in good and bad ways through policy. So I wanted to engage. I wanted to become a policy person. And in doing so, I learned about public health and public health policy. And I immediately fell in love because I saw the impact that one person could have on thousands, on millions, by doing just, these are marathons, policy work is marathon work, but by doing that and then doing it with community and doing it with others, we can make a difference in the lives of tens of thousands of people. And that to me, I mean, that was just the sweet spot, because all I ever wanted to do was help people and help people be healthy and live their best lives. And I have not found any other field other than public health that can really do that. Public health, if you think about it in its broadest term, has been around since early civilization when people focused on sanitation. And in fact, the word sanitarian is an early public health work. And you have some public health departments in the country that still use that job classification, sanitarian. And so what I mean by that is where we have our water that holds our waste, how do we make sure the water that we use to clean ourselves, to prepare our foods, that they're not intermingled? Because the diseases were horrific that were happening when those were combined. So that's like at the beginning of thinking about disease and how you build a community and neighborhoods and cities that we worked in to promote health by just starting with separating dirty water and clean water. And then you move up through the industrial age and you think of how important the work site was for supporting health. And anywhere from a 40-hour work week, that's public health, to actually thinking about the safety measures that get put into place. And so policies that drive and change how we show up, where we work, where we live, impact public health. So those are early public health things. Then thinking up to in the last century, things like vaccines, things like indoor clean air, seat belts, helmets, those things had major impact on what was causing disease and injury among our populations. And so approaching those things to shift the behaviors to promote life and health versus causing challenges with death and disability, that's public health and how it has evolved over the time. So when we think about vaccines and their benefit, they really help kids and adults stay healthy. So they build up an immunity and a strength in your body that then when the exposure of the virus comes around, your body is able to fight it and keep it at bay. And when we think about on a population level, so that's important personally, but when we think about that on a population level, the more people who do that, you start to build up a fence around your community, if you will. There are some folks, small number, but there are some folks, some kids who cannot get vaccinated for medical reasons. And our being vaccinated protects them. It is one of the greatest gifts that we can give each other is being vaccinated against diseases for those folks who under medical reasons can't. So you build up that fence. And when you build up that fence, you also just the virus isn't interested. So when we talk about herd immunity, when we talk about kind of protecting the largest population, the more of us to be protected with a vaccine, and we look around for a 95% vaccination rate, is what is really, that's the herd immunity you're looking for, so that you have that protection against that virus for everyone, even those who, for medical circumstances, cannot get vaccinated. Think about measles, right? We're seeing these outbreaks start happening. When you get exposed to measles, if you haven't been vaccinated, you have to quarantine 21 days. So imagine a kid not being in school for 21 days. The state of Oregon, if you miss more than 10 days, that's a disenrollment. Could be medical, but that's a disenrollment. And so you have to then work with your school system to make up those days, to figure things out, right? That kids have to be in school. That's state law. And so if you're having to miss school because you have to quarantine, that's a big impact, but that's also an impact on our economy because parents can't work. They have to stay home with their kid or you need a care provider. So all of those things, that connection to vaccines has a ripple effect in a number of other areas as well, let alone it's a horrible, horrible disease for which people die or experience significant disabilities for the rest of their lives.
Now, let's take a look at some of the main components of public health here in our local community. One major goal of public health is to prevent health problems before they start, Health promotion takes a collective approach to improving social determinants of health, while prevention works to keep people safe and healthy. This includes things like reducing nicotine addiction and preventing youth violence. Charlene McGee is the Director of Prevention and Health Promotion in Multnomah County.
Through our community adolescent health program, we work to support the development of youth through a number of different efforts. We have our PREVAIL grants, and PREVAIL stands for Preventing Violence Affecting Young Lives. That includes gun violence and then also teen dating violence. We work to build capacity of trusted adults and individuals who are working with young people. You know, I'll probably say too, the overarching goal of our community adolescent health team is to really ensure that all adolescents in Multnomah County have the knowledge, safe support systems and resources to thrive, to be healthy, and to ensure that, you know, they have opportunities that assist and empower them to realize their full potential. We do that through outreach, through toolkits, to help schools, educational systems, partners, adults, community groups, faith-based partners, youth-serving organizations, to create safer space where young people can learn, grow, play, and thrive in. We work to stop violence again by really creating safer communities for everyone, because we know that preventing violence has a population level effect and impact. The team also collaborates with partners to put on a youth summit. And that's sort of like our signature event of where we work to give young people the voice and empower them to have a say in the decisions that affect their lives. So the Youth Summit is being planned by our community adolescent health team, along with city partners, the City of Portland, City of Gresham partners. And it happens in the spring, in May. We are working with young people to develop the agenda for the program. Annually, what that event looks like is that we have workshops both for young people and that targets adults. So building adults' capacity and skill to be better adults, mentors, and role models for young people. We recognize the complexity of the current state, right? And just the complex nature of supporting young people in this day and age. Again, giving those adults the tools, resources, and support so that they can support the young people in their lives. So some of the topics in the past have been around how to be an askable adult, right? How do you ask open-ended questions that leaves young people, you know, feeling like you've hurt them rather than them being judged? Giving adults the tool to retone and refine languages to be more inclusive, to support young people who may be on a journey, right, of their own identity.
Another aspect of public health is environmental health, which is ensuring a safe and healthy environment for everyone in our community. Andrea Hamburg is the head of environmental health in Multnomah County.
Briefly, environmental health looks at the environment and the ways that it impacts public health. So we're not so much concerned about sustainability, although I personally am fascinated and concerned with sustainability, but more about how environments and policies related to the environment impact health. So a few specific examples in Multnomah County include our inspections program, which works with local restaurants, food carts, hotels, pools to help folks create healthy conditions to reduce the spread of food and waterborne illness. So prevent you from getting salmonella when you go to your favorite restaurants, have a delicious meal, for example. So we provide education with operators, people who cook and serve your food. And we also work to make sure that they're following all of the rules that the state has to keep people safe in our local food system. So that's a direct example of the work we do. So environmental health does use strategies like the tobacco retail license program or our wood smoke curtailment program to help create safe conditions in our community. A few other programs that we have in environmental health, we have our vector control program. Vectors are animals or bugs that can spread disease. So we focus on mosquitoes, ticks, and rodents, although we do sometimes do work with bats and birds. So we look to see what diseases are present in our local animal populations that could spread to people. And we create circumstances to reduce the spread of those diseases among people. We also have our Healthy Homes and Communities program, which is a program that focuses on environmental justice and the ways that the built and natural environments can impact health around issues like land use and transportation planning, air quality, lead poisoning prevention, housing quality, and climate change. And then to round us out, our fourth program is Vital Records, which is the program that produces birth and death records for the county. So making sure that we have an accurate database of all births and deaths in the county and providing certificates to people, because those certificates, those birth certificates, that allows people to fully participate in our society, education, employment, voting.
Multnomah County, the Public Health Division serves families with a number of programs, from administering the federal WIC, Women, Infants, and Children program, supporting pregnant and lactating parents, to the Healthy Birth Initiative. Veronica Lopez Erickson is the head of Parent, Child, and Family Health.
Parent, Child, Family Health are our wraparound family support services, and we gather around the family during preparation for childbirth, so in the prenatal period, and then in that critical period after baby comes, up to 6 weeks postpartum for some families. For other families, we can serve them up until age 3, just depending on the needs of the family. There's a lot of resource connection and referrals to other support services as well, gathering around the family to hear health concerns, social concerns, and really help to stabilize the family situation and offer our support services in the way of case management in the home. So we complement the healthcare services that they're already getting in the clinic or in hospital-based services. We kind of come alongside in the home or in a location of their choice where they feel comfortable and safe, and offer our educational materials to prepare for the arrival of the baby, as well as prenatal health and access to health care, access to other services that they might qualify for pregnancy, and then a regular checkups to make sure that they have the healthiest pregnancy they can, as well as healthiest baby that they can when it comes time for delivery.
Sabrina Villamene heads the Women, Infant, and Children program in Multnomah County.
WIC's mission is to support nutrition education, breastfeeding, and referral resources for family so that they're able to provide nutritious food for their families, their children, and also for the parent. We also have a wonderful breastfeeding program. First of all, our nutrition assistants also share breastfeeding education, but we have an award-winning breastfeeding team. It's called the Breastfeeding Peer Counselor Program, and they are like friends to our participants. Many of them are former participants, and they share their breastfeeding knowledge, evidence-based information, and support the families throughout their prenatal and postpartum journey around breastfeeding. WIC as a program nationally and also here at Multnomah County has significant positive outcomes around life longevity and good health for families, reduce risks of childhood obesity, reduce risks of diabetes for mothers, and also lifelong nutrition practices that are implemented at a young age. We see a significant improvement in maternal outcomes during their pregnancy, and also for young children. They thrive cognitively WIC benefits are numerous and they go on for a lifetime. We are super excited to just know that our caseload and our families during this very trying time nationally have been consistent. So one thing we're looking forward to is continuing to support families, all families. Everyone is welcome here. The next thing is we are super excited to launch the WIC Aviva Clinic in the Rockwood community. For our county, 40% of our caseload lives within 1 to 3 miles of this new clinic location. This has been a labor of love for the county, specifically for our public health director and also our health department director. They have really honed in on seeing the importance of moving the clinic into the community, and it was approved. So we're looking forward to launching the new Aviva Clinic in hopefully in mid-June.
One important part of public health is monitoring and working to address any spread of communicable diseases. Jasmine Gruenstein is the Communicable Disease Program and Service Director.
In this role, I have the privilege to support and serve a variety of teams. The Communicable Disease Program includes many different services, including a comprehensive STD clinic, funding and services to support people living with HIV in the region, a robust harm reduction program, and a skilled team of nurses and disease intervention specialists. Collectively, the goal of the Communicable Disease Program is to stop the spread of diseases and offer culturally specific testing and treatment services for the diverse communities here in Multnomah County. The Communicable Disease Team is trained to respond to over 100 diseases. So some of the main ones include tuberculosis, Shigella, measles, pertussis, botulism, you name it. In our other programs in communicable disease, we also focus on HIV, chlamydia, gonorrhea, and syphilis, and sexually transmitted infections.
The public health officer is a key figure in the healthcare system, tasked with the mission of promoting and protecting the health of entire populations. Unlike clinical healthcare providers who treat individuals, public health officers focus on community-wide strategies to prevent illness and ensure healthy environments. Dr. Richard Bruno is health officer for Multnomah County.
We do a lot of kind of upstream work, really trying to screen people, but also prevent people from getting diseases and medical conditions. So diabetes and hypertension as kind of major contributors to chronic conditions and to mortality in our county. And so we have an incredible team of folks in our chronic disease prevention team within our public health division, led by Charlene McGee. And they do a lot of work in the community doing blood pressure screenings, blood sugar checks, helping promote events where there's healthy eating and healthy cooking going on so that people can help reprioritize cooking and healthy cooking in their life and help them avoid those kind of downstream consequences, especially if folks who have already a family history of heart disease or diabetes in their family. They may already kind of be set up to have that kind of predisposition for getting those conditions. So it's even more important for those folks to really take control of their health and try to avoid getting those conditions, which people end up having to get on medications or have surgeries and all these kind of very expensive downstream procedures that can be prevented if we can, get things tackled earlier. So those are really super important. I also would love to point to our community immunization program that does a lot of work trying to make sure people are getting up to date on their vaccines, preventing vaccine-preventable diseases. We still have about 40,000 people who die every year in the U.S. from pneumonia, and we have a wonderful single-dose pneumonia shot now for folks who qualify. So we can definitely help prevent a lot of those. Our health officer team, we also call together health systems on a monthly call during respiratory season to talk about the latest flu numbers, COVID numbers, and RSV, the respiratory syncytial virus, which oftentimes affects little babies and older adults. And all of those are vaccine presentable, right? So, you can get a COVID shot, a flu shot, or an RSV shot and prevent yourself from getting those conditions. and avoid having to go to the hospital. So those are things we love to promote, getting people access to vaccines. With recent administration changes and changes at the CDC, there was some hesitancy to promote the COVID vaccine this season. However, our West Coast governments, the West Coast Health Alliance was formed from Washington, Oregon, California, and Hawaii, and our state governors, as well as our state health departments, collaborated to say, actually, we are going to go with a different set of recommendations that we feel is the best evidence available at the moment. And we will recommend the COVID vaccine for anybody 6 months and older who desires it. And so we sort of, in a departure from federal recommendations, have our own sort of West Coast Health Alliance recommendations to make sure that people can still get access to those vaccines.
Kirsten Aird, the public health director in Multnomah County, also talked with us about lessons learned from the COVID-19 pandemic here in Multnomah County.
When you have a disease like COVID that's dependent upon some medical interventions, vaccine, which is a population approach, but it still requires a medical provider to put a shot in the arm, when it's the treatment and the testing of that is all part of the medical health system, and we have a foundation of distrust of that system among many populations, building that trust up so that we can engage with something that will protect the population's health is dependent upon community and those community connections and the trust between your government and the population. And so that investment in community-based organizations, in our staff that have deep experience working with marginalized communities or communities who often have been left behind in our systems, and being able to bring them in and work with local leaders and champions to build out what needed to happen systemically around staying home when you're sick and getting tested and trusting the test and then getting vaccinated and then getting the treatment, right? All these things that had to build upon each other. We learned how critical that was. It has always been critical, and we weren't great at doing that as a whole. The county was. The county led in doing that work. And now we know that continued efforts, whether we're talking about climate change and climate health, emergency preparedness, whether we're talking about access to fruits and vegetables and safe places to bike and walk and addressing violence and overdose, all needs to be done in and with community so that those people experiencing the situation, the health disparity or the impact, are leading and their voices guiding with our data the directions we need to go. Really making that data relevant, because every data we have, which is a key thing in public health, represents a human.
Public health is focused on eliminating root cause barriers to health, leading with evidence-based and preventative practices, and fostering an empowered, trusted workforce to serve our diverse communities. An accessible and responsive public health system is essential to keep our communities safe and healthy. Thank you for joining us for the very first episode of Public Health is All of Us, a podcast produced by the Public Health Division of Multnomah County, Oregon. This podcast focuses on exploring and learning about public health in our community, why it matters, and what you need to know to keep yourself and your community safe, healthy, and thriving. You can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcasts. Be sure to like and subscribe so you can be the first to know whenever a new podcast drops.
You're listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM and streaming online at kboo.fm.
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is available at our website at kboo.fm. The Finance Committee meets on the third Thursday of the month at 5:30 p.m. This month's meeting will be held online through a public video conference. A public link and phone number to attend the meeting can be found at our website at kboo.fm. Please visit our website to verify if a meeting is being held.
This is Sea Change Radio, covering the shift to sustainability. I'm Alex Wise.